You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week we lead off with Bud Powell and his Modernists.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bill Evans teamed with Zoot Sims. That was fun. From August 1962, There Came You, which rounds out an extended set. Let's go to the top, and we'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started this set up-tempo with Bud Powell's Modernist from August of 1949, a piece called Whale. On the Blue Note label, Bud Powell piano, Fats Navarro trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor, Tommy Potter bass, Roy Haynes on the drums. Then something new to the collection. I was looking through the various big names and trying to see what I didn't have in the collection. One of the things that I wanted to add were some sides by Herbie Hancock. Well, I've heard records that were fusion by Herbie Hancock, so I thought I'd better go back close to his beginning. And we did hear on an album, Taking Off, on the Blue Note label. This is from May 1962. First, we listened to Alone and I, Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Dexter Gordon tenor, Butch Warren bass, Billy Higgins on the drums. Alone and I. And from that same session, in May of 1962, a piece called The Maze, Herbie Hancock, here on Jazz Oasis. Then we listened to Donald Byrd, captured in performance in Paris in October 1958, covering classic by Miles Davis, Down. It's on a package called Donald Byrd Plays Oshaw, is the way it's pronounced, apparently, on the Fresh Sounds label. And if I have this correct, I sound like Jeffro Bodine if I try to do anything French. Oshaw qui pêche, the cat who fishes, that was the name of the club, apparently. Donald Byrd on trumpet, Walter Davis Jr. piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. After that, Miles Davis from May 1958, Stella by Starlight. It's Miles Davis Sextet on the Columbia label. Miles on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley alto, John Coltrane tenor, Bill Evans piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb on the drums. That led us around to Bill Evans, Zoot Sims, Jim Hall, and There Came You. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline runs from roughly 1944 through 1964. I'm going to start this next set with Wynton Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you.
off a package on the Verve label called Jazz Giants 1958, then called Chocolate Sunday. It was actually recorded in August of 1957. And the Giants of Jazz for that year, Stan Getz was there on tenor, Jerry Mulligan baritone, Sweets Edison on trumpet, rhythm section, Oscar Peterson piano, Herbie Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Louie Belson on the drums. Chocolate Sunday was the name of it. Wraps up a set. Let's see. We started with Wynton Kelly and the Trio on the Blue Note label from August 1951. Crazy, he calls me. Wynton Kelly piano, Franklin Skeet on bass, Lee Abrams on the drums. Then we called on Billie Holiday. I think we played this about 40 programs ago. I don't know how long ago that would be. It was done originally in May 1938. Billie and the Moon Looks Down and Laughs. On the Vocalion label, Billie Holiday vocal, Charlie Shavers trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Babe Rusin tenor, Claude Thornhill piano, John Kirby bass, Cozy Cole on the drums. And that brought us around to the Giants of Jazz. You've been tuned to Jazz Oasis, and I'm Steve. We're here each week at the same time. Again, the program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz from 1944 through 1964. To wrap things up, let's call on Stan Getz. This time, Stan Getz teams up with Lionel Hampton from 1955. The package was on the Norgram label. It's called Hamp and Getz. And along with Hamp and Getz, Lou Levy piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Shelly Mann on the drums. We'll only get to a bit of this from August of 1955, their rendition of Jumpin' at the Woodside, and we'll see you next time around. Thank you.